This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, be grateful, America. We live in a time where Biden says he's going to rid this country of systematic racism, which means all the Democrats will soon be gone. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Can you believe this? Biden, who, by the way, was set up by Barack Obama to cure cancer. How are we doing on that, by the way? Yeah, he says he's going to eradicate racism. Systematic racism, not all racism, just systematic. He can't get rid of it all, but he'll handle that systematic stuff, you know, that racism in, I don't know, like capitalism, corporate America, that racism in academia, the racism in government, the racism everywhere. It's all over the place, all this institutional racism, keeping brothers down. Not letting them succeed. How can you be successful in America if you're a black person without Joe Biden to save you? I mean, how many years has he been working on this? 47? Well, it takes time. It takes time. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. We've got a strange world. You know, so somebody went out and they messed up the Hollywood sign. I don't know if you guys saw this story. They changed the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob. Hollyboob. Yeah. You remember when they took it down and they put Trump up? They didn't take down a Hollywood sign. They put Trump up on a highway, right? Yeah, they didn't take it down. I got mixed up. But on the actual Hollywood sign, they did put Hollyboob. It's true. Anyway, these people are being charged. And it just struck me that more justice will come to the people that change the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob, then will come to the cabal who committed the biggest fraud in American history, voter fraud, in the coup that got rid of Donald Trump. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to Hillary Clinton for having a secret server in her basement run by a separate dude and unprotected, and with all of her emails going out to the Chinese, and I could go on. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to the people who let veterans die on waiting lists, and will come to the people who let arms go into Mexico under Fast and Furious, that will come to people who allowed Benghazi to happen. And I could go on. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. So many things, so many justice in this country for elites in terms of getting what they deserve is dead. Hunter Biden, a drug using, possibly human trafficking, a guy who sold out America, cavorted with the top Chinese spy, and no discussion about it. Can't do anything about it. The Biden family, look, come on, investigative reporters, seriously? The Biden family are so open with their corruption, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you a Biden family story. I've been flirting with this. So Biden says he was going to destroy the charter schools, right? That's what he says. The charter schools are gone in America. You just watch. You watch and see. I'm not going to give you the details of this, but here's what I will tell you that of what I know firsthand. The charter schools in America are not going to go anywhere because people that I know who are interested in what happens to charter schools made a few phone calls and were given assurances by top Biden. I'm talking about friends of the Biden family. That the charter schools were going nowhere. You want to know why? Because Frank Biden owns lots of charter schools. I bet you weren't aware of that. Go look it up. Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother, owns lots of charter schools. And his big bro assured him he's not going to do anything. That was just talk. That was talk. He had to satisfy the teachers union. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it was all talk. Well, he better go ahead and destroy charter schools. We have charter schools that we work with. We've adopted. So I don't want him to destroy charter schools. But let me just put it this way. The only reason that he won't go after them is because he's circling the wagons around his brother. If it weren't, if his brother were not invested in charter schools, if his brother were invested in the coal industry, Biden would protect the coal industry. If Pelosi and those guys could make money off of the coal industry and figure out a way, I mean, let me put it another way. They make money off of things that they are theoretically, philosophically against, at least publicly, they make money off of, or their family does. They protect each other. They protect their fortunes. They just want more. So if you want to talk about justice, you want to talk about fair play, don't be talking about Democrats. See, if I were philosophically against, which I wouldn't be, against charter schools, I would tell you and I would act on it regardless of my family being involved. And my family would go, Kevin's got conviction against this, so if I don't want to be in the crossfires of it, I better get out of the charter schools. It's not what the Biden family does. That's not what leftists do. They rally around their stuff. And so we're witnessing this happening right now where you can't do anything. Let me go on and talk to you about, because, and I don't know if we should cover this separately, but it's a note that I saw that came across my desk just now. But they talk about Trump being a dictator. Trump didn't do anything at all to further his cause, further the cause of his family like Biden has. He has no skeletons in his closet with little crackhead kids that are, you know, running sex trafficking or human trafficking operations. But he won't take questions from reporters. Trump took all the questions, but this guy Concha, he was asking Biden's press secretary, why do we have to give you the questions in advance? I thought this was a free press. And they don't. The questions are chosen by his staffer, and that's what the questions he takes. So, number of executive orders, what's going on in the Biden family, and he's limiting what the press can ask him, and they tell you Trump is the dictator. Biden feathers his family's nest by determining who the winners and losers will be, but Trump is the dictator. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No amount of media will change what I feel about the Democrats and Biden. No amount of pressure will break me. I will support the efforts of Donald Trump and his 4 years of amazing service to this country, the legacy of the federal courts and the Supreme Court and all the district courts and all the other courts that he influenced that are going to really make the impact. That's what presidents really leave behind. We've got a 5-4 Supreme Court. Yeah, I didn't say 6-3. I said 5-4 because Roberts is not a pure conservative. But you know what I really like? I like the 80 million plus fire-breathing patriots that came out of the Trump movement, the MAGA movement, the America First movement, the movement that I was birthed into and my DNA was assembled on terra firma in the great old U.S. of A. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. That's right. I don't like it. I love it. And you know what I love about this so-called loss, and I use my finger quotes? What I love about it is what it brought out in you. It brought out the beast in the conservatives. Good for you. Good for you to finally get. I mean, Trump brought that, put that fire in your belly. Don't misunderstand me. But it was already there. It's always been there. That's what this country delivers. and it delivers it for everybody. There is nobody that complains unless you are just a piker. If you're black and complaining in this country about, oh man, I can't get no fair shake, it's institutional racism, you're just a lazy mofo. You're a lazy Negro. That's all it is. This man, admit it, man. Come on, colored man. Admit it. You're just lazy. As Chris Rock would say, I can't get into it the way he would say it, but there's N-words and there's N-words. Okay? You know what I'm saying? There's the dude that's your boy. He's got your back. And then there's that dude, man, that you're like, oh, nobody wants to be around that clown. And let me just put it to you, to these delicate people out there listening to the show going, did Kevin just say the N-word? Yeah, I said N-word. What's up, my N-words? See, it doesn't matter. You still get it. See, N-words come in all colors, all shapes and sizes. And they're the people that want to demoralize you. They're the people that want you to feel bad because you were born with white skin and claim you have some kind of privilege. You know, let me tell you what the privileges are in America. The privilege in America is being born an American. That's the best privilege. And then you get dealt a series of hands. Sometimes that hand is really a good hand. Maybe you're born into wealth. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them, who are actually smart, or they taught you work at, they spent time with you, they cultivated you as a child. Or maybe you're like me. You were born with a father who was a scoundrel who went to prison in San Quentin, and a mother who died before I turned 5 years old. And you know what it did? Both of those things strengthened me in ways I cannot tell you about. Would I, if you said to me, Kevin, I can see the whoever the birth angel is, and he comes to me and he says, hey, Kev, listen up. Would you rather be born with two parents that are moderately, you know, have some money and, you know, can get you the things in life that you want and they're staying together and they're going to teach you about life? Or would you rather have your mother die before you turn 5 and your father be an inmate in San Quentin? What do you think I would have chosen? I would have chosen to have two parents, loving parents that, you know, died later in life, but it taught me a lot of other stuff. But I didn't get that. But I'm cool. I'm cool with it. What's the government going to do? Hey, Kevin, listen, we know that your daddy's in prison. We're going to get you a new daddy. And your mama died before you were 5. Here's your new mammy. Right. Really? No. You're dealt into your circumstances. And thank God I wasn't born Umbuku on some freaking African, in some African country whose my mother died before it was 5 and my father was killed by a lion or something. I don't know, but I'm just happy that my DNA was assembled here in America where I could actually do something with my life. Hey, the next generation of kids with this demented clown of a president, and he will never be my president, but the guy Joe Biden, the crook, the guy that's running a RICO organization that made his family rich with the Chinese and with the Ukrainians and a bunch of other countries, that clown, I don't recognize him. Never will. They're going to have a tough time. The kids coming up in this generation won't even know what America's about. Best thing we can do for these kids is show them America the way we see it. And let me tell you something, conservatives. Here's what bugs me about you. I'm going to lecture you a little bit. We're all in it together, and I love you, but let me just tell you this. You better start selling what conservatism means better than you do. I was talking to these buddies, and these new friends of mine. I met through one of my business partners, a guy named Trey. Love that dude like a brother. But let me tell you, I'm talking to these guys, and I'm saying, what can you not sell about our lives? Look, we struggle. We got relationship issues. We got children's issues. We got job issues. We got other family issues, extended family issues. We got health issues. We got all the issues of the left. We just know how to deal with it. We have an ethical core that says we know when we're screwing up or whatever and the consequences, et cetera, and we're willing to deal with the consequences, and we try to deal with them as ethically as possible. That's it. We're no different than these clowns over there that want to put Miss Captain Demento into the White House. We're just not nearly as ruthless. But they're going to find out we can be. No amount of media would change what I feel about Captain Demento, the Democrats in general, Barack Obama, name it. Comey. Comey's a crook. All the Democrats that worked for Barack Obama, and many of them before that, they don't care about this country. They don't care about black people. They don't care about Latinos. They don't care about women. They don't care about the LGBT or anybody else. They're not going to break me. Fox News tried. Hey, Kevin, listen, we don't like that tweet that you put out about the Kavanaugh accusers. You called them lying skanks in your tweet. You need to take it back. I ain't taking it back. The Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. Men need to be protected as much as anybody else. I was in a meeting with some buddies of mine. One of my friends, I won't say his name, but he went through a divorce that no man should go through. It's pathetic. His ex-wife should be in prison for the things she's done to this man. And you tell me that the world doesn't have some skanks? Sorry, I know too many of them. So Fox News says, you just capitulate, Kevin, and then things will be okay. No, Fox, I'm not going to do it. I have principles. I ain't perfect. I don't profess to be. I'm as flawed of a Christian as you can find. But I admit it. But look where I am. I'm doing great. God blesses me every single day. But look at Fox. They're looking. They're out there, man. They are throwing. Talk about the million monkey theory. They're hiring everybody. They don't know what to do. Because those clowns have blown it. But we haven't. We have an opportunity. And I'm going to tell you all about it today. Amen.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting as Russia was beginning its invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations pulled no punches when speaking to Russia's ambassador.
I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell. Ambassador.
Here in the United States, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the U.S. must ensure that Ukrainians are fully armed in the fight against Russian forces as he calls for tougher sanctions against Moscow. And with our own struggling economy, U.S. stocks continued to plummet after the market opened down more than 700 points. Crude oil opened at $104.23 per barrel, the highest since 2014. This is USA Radio News. China's space team has found something unusual on the moon, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coronavirus mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world, but scientists still don't know how it could affect the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than the original Omicron, and in rare cases can sicken people even if they've already had an Omicron infection. There is mixed research on whether it causes more severe disease, but vaccines appear to be just as effective against it. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is the law and order president. So much so that the nation wonders, does he really support law and order? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Mr. Law and Order, the Democrats. You know they're totally for law and order, right? Right? Yeah, because anywhere a Democrat is in power, you know, there's not a whole lot of law and order. Go to the flyover country where Republicans are in office, and you know what you get? You get people, for the most part, I mean, defying the statistics of America. I've said many times, these are the statistical facts. If you remove a certain percentage, I think like the top 25 cities, crime, America is one of the safest places in the world. Where law and order doesn't occur is where Democrats are in control. And God forbid they're black Democrats. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy. Yeah. You live where there's a black Democrat leading your big city? Chicago? Lori Lightfoot? Yep. You go there and your chances of you dying go up geometrically. The minute you go cross over the line into Chicago, into Illinois, and you get to Chicago, the chances of you dying goes up geometrically. Don't dare go to the South Side, you know, where Leroy Brown got his butt kicked, because then it goes up exponentially. Ugly, ugly. And folks, it isn't just these huge cities like Chicago. St. Louis is 8 times more deadly than Chicago, statistically speaking, per capita. Little Rock, Arkansas. Memphis, Tennessee. D.C., San Antonio, in a Liberty Town. Austin, in a Baton Rouge. I don't know if Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too, but I can tell you this, if there is a Democrat leading a city, you're in trouble. Crime-wise, statistically speaking, Detroit. Anyway, that's why there were people that asked Psaki, the White House press secretary, to define what Biden meant when he said the vast majority of law enforcement are decent and honorable people. I want you to just consider for a second. He says, Joe Biden says, vast people, law enforcement are decent, great people. And people, the press is like, what does he mean by that? What is he trying to say? Because they know he's so non-law and order. What's made him change his mind that these people are decent? Are you guys now back to defending the police versus defunding the police? Anyway, here's what Psaki had to say about it.
A question, if I could, sorry, about the president's comments.
comments last night as he was paying his respects to the FBI agents that lost their lives or were injured. He said, by and large, the vast majority of these men and women are decent, honorable people. What did he mean by that, the vast majority part?
That's exactly what he meant.
She was so dismissive. Welcome back.
That's exactly what he meant.
The reason the press asked this question is leftists like Biden have acted so differently towards the police. And I'm not talking about, you know, decades ago. I'm talking about in the recent past. This defund the police movement all over the country run by leftists. Now, here's what I can tell you. I'm going to give you the political insider stuff. Nancy Pelosi, all these people, Biden, they will pretend that they like these. Yeah, let's do it, man. These cops are just bad, blah, blah, blah. You think they're going to get rid of them? If you think that they will get rid of law and order, you are out of your mind. They will never respect them. They see it as a menial job. They see it as, these people are here to serve us. That's why they don't have any respect for them. Donald Trump, who, you remember, he took the hat blew off of that Marine when he was getting on Huey 1, and he went and grabbed that hat twice and put it back on that military man's head. That's respect. That's somebody that says, I don't see myself as above you. I appreciate your job. I understand you're a cog in the wheel, but you are a necessary cog, and I will recognize you. Joe Biden would have let that hat blow down the tarmac. No problem. Number one, he couldn't have gotten it because he's too slow and he's too feeble. And he probably wouldn't even have realized that the Marine's cover blew off. Whoa, what was that? Was that a piece of paper? Blah, blah. Anyway, back to Psaki. That's exactly what he meant. Yep. The defund the police movement is a leftist movement. It is a Democrat-owned movement. But here's what it also is. It's a contradiction. It's a fight inside of the Democratic Party. Because there are people in that party that go, it would be really stupid for us to defund the police. So they let a couple of places do it. They pretend, oh, look here, Seattle did it, Portland did it. Look, if you let anarchy happen anywhere, anarchy will eventually happen everywhere. It should be universal, law and order, and it should be equally distributed. We're not getting that. We know that by watching Hillary Clinton, Comey, and half the Obama administration, it should be in prison. But the reason why things have changed, the reason why Joe Biden made that comment is because they have a very different stance towards anarchy now that they hold the reins of power. Yep. Donald Trump can't be their whipping boy anymore. So all over the country, they're going to downplay Black Lives Matter's tactics, Antifa's tactics. They're going to try to keep us shielded from the crime in Chicago and the crime in Detroit and Cleveland and Baltimore and every big city or even medium-sized city. Let me just put it a different way. Every Democrat-run city in the country, they're going to try to shield us from that. Pretend these groups are not acting out. But trust me, the leftist chickens are going to come home to roost because the Democrats can't continue to act as if they want to defund the police while simultaneously trying to defend the police. And that's the reason Joe Biden's press secretary got asked that question. Does he mean it? Seriously? Because you don't act like it. By the way, it was a Fox News reporter that asked it, Kristen Fisher. And it's funny because Psaki was so dismissive. She's like, how dare you ask that question? Of course we're for law and order. Well, and I'm not going to tell you that in Fox News, think what you want about them. I'm not going to make a big deal because it was Fox that asked the question. But the press isn't asking questions that people aren't curious about. If Donald Trump had answered that question, nobody would have said, it would have been, oh, you know, he backs the blue. No question about it. Speaking of which, bleedingbluemovie.com, shameless plug, please go check it out. And theflickfest.com is our movie site. And the film will actually probably be up there shortly. Press secretary having to respond to a question about law and order. I mean, every civilized society has rules. And we happily follow them. Look, I think government stinks on to high heaven. You should do everything you can to keep government out. But I do understand why we have highway patrol. Police who say, you ran that red light, you ran that stop sign, you didn't do this. We've all pretty much done it. If there's a traffic violation, a California stop, you've run a you got tired, you ran a red light, you ran a stop sign, you parked, you stopped too far into the intersection, no right turn on red, you know, whatever. We've pretty much all done something like that. And I'll tell you what you thought. You said, okay, I can rationalize not sitting here for 8 minutes on a mistimed traffic light. I'm tired of sitting here. I'm going to go to the airport. I'm in a rush, whatever. And you run it. I've done it. I did it the other day. Getting to the airport. Sat at a red light for like 6 minutes and went, this is insane. Nobody there. Nobody coming from any direction. 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, to heck with this. Went right through it. Because that's a mistimed traffic light. That's a killer. If you want to save global climate change, how about you really look at those types of things? Put a camera there that says, let this guy go. But we've all done it. And I was willing to take the consequences if a cop pulled me over. And I understand. I would have understood it. Do you know what you did? Yep, I ran a red light. Why'd you do it? Because I sat there for 6 minutes wasting fuel. Nobody here. Don't you think that the city designers, the people that design these lights, ought to do something about it? That's what I would have said. I wouldn't have denied it. And if you'd written me a ticket, I would have said, thank you, officer. Because I did it. We understand the need for law. I understand why they have speed traps. People die. Some people, you know, do crazy things in their vehicles. I don't, but I understand that it's a penalty for everybody else. Because I'm not reckless when I speed. I just, you know, but I do like to put the pedal down every now and then. But not, you know, but you look at the real crime here. The Clinton cartel, racketeering organization that built billions in corporations. Then the Biden family, the crackhead Hunter running that. That's the real crime for Mr. Law and Order.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Sidney Powell launched a super PAC, and she's vowed to fight vigorously for the Constitution. Len Wood, don't know what he's up to, but, you know, he supposedly, you know, had some damning information, proclaimed that, you know, there was going to be this 11th hour thing where Trump wins. And many of these people had us believing that they were going to invoke the 2018 executive order by the president, the Insurrection Act, and so on. And Giuliani, they amassed all this information. They had, you know, worked with the Kraken team and all this other stuff, QAnon, what have you, and they got us all psyched up. See, here's the thing. I don't mind getting psyched up and getting a cheer every now and then, but I just want to win. See, I got used to winning with Trump. I got used to thinking that he was going to always figure it out in the end. He's like MacGyver. and we would have our Hollywood ending, and we didn't have that. And I'm beginning to think that all these people, including the Trump's lawyer, that younger girl, who most people said was not even a, you know, wasn't on his team, you know, in terms of being really behind him. All this talk, all these lawsuits that were raised, all that, they had nothing. All of them were disappointments. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. And leave a message. Don't just call and hang up or whatever else. Leave a message. We'll get to you. So anyway, they launched all this stuff, and Sydney launches a super PAC, and she's going to defend the Constitution. And I'm saying to myself, no offense, Sydney, but none of you people know how to defend anything. We were doing our fundraising letters for our organization, and I was thinking to myself, I think Tom Fitton's group did an amazing job of going out and doing FOIA requests and exposing some of the things that were said in these different things, but what good did it do? I don't know, and I'm not even criticizing it in the sense that maybe some of the Democrats who flipped over flipped because they read Tom Fitton's work, and they said, I don't want to be associated with that party. But see, this is after the fact. I'm going, what are we doing to stop this stuff at the beginning, at its source? What are we doing to educate kids to say, one, don't believe everything you hear. Two, when you hear it, let me give you the ability to critically think so you can understand why I'm telling you, don't believe everything you hear. We have to start creating disciples and warriors of the conservative movement. And oh, while we're on that, how can you not sell our lifestyles? You guys have heard me talk about this before. I don't need to go out, get drunk, and be thrown up in my buddy's car or wake up not knowing where I'm at and what I've done because I blacked out from drugs or alcohol or whatever. Get around a bunch of people that I try to please with the amount of stuff I can drink or the amount of money I have or the job that I have or some nonsensical thing that has no meaning in the end. Well, why not explain our lives? The very flawed lives of conservatives that accept everybody, that cheers for everybody, including the non-underdog. See, I can cheer as much for the winner as I can for the person that's trying to win, that's striving to win. I don't cheer for losers. I don't cheer for people that love, you know, wallowing in their misery. I will not cheer for them, but I will cheer for the loser who's trying every single time. And I will cheer for the winner who wins with honor every single time. I'm not going to go, man, he's all cocky because he wins all the time. I'll say, you know what? That guy puts in the time, he puts in the effort, and he's always a gracious winner. I'll cheer for the gracious winner, and I'll cheer even louder for the gracious loser. See, that's who we are. How can we not sell this? We're trying to connect with people. With, you know, this fight for, we got all the data. What we should have been appealing to is, look, Democrats, if you want to win, and if you want to claim you've won and you've got a mandate, I want you to understand, we will never feel like losers. If you don't make us lose, see, Barack Obama made us lose. The reason why we felt bad in 2008, despite having a flawed candidate of McCain, and I'm glad he didn't win, but we felt bad because we lost. That dude kicked our butt. It made it feel like they wanted his policies. I'm going to shut down Gitmo. I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to give you the universal health care, blah, blah, blah. And he went out and he started doing all these crazy things that he said he was going to do. He didn't shut down Gitmo. He got us into more wars. He was given awards that he never should have gotten. They flaunted him in our face, but only for so long, because it only took 2 years for us to say, we'll get you back. And we did, with a vengeance. Well, you get a chance again to do that. They hope you're demoralized enough to where you'll say, oh, it's just Dominion machines. They're just going to rig the elections. Let me tell you, there's a way for them not to rig the elections. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I want this strategy to go to work. But we're talking amongst people that we can make sure they never get to rig another election. I don't know what Trump's going to do. We'll find out soon enough. But what I'll tell you is this. I don't want to follow Sydney Powell. She's a nice lady. I'm not donating to a super PAC for somebody who can't win with overwhelming evidence. I'm not even an attorney, and I know how we could have won that case. I would have been strategizing with state legislatures. I would have figured something out. I would have MacGyvered that situation. I wouldn't have been waiting around. Len Wood, who jumped on, somebody's case and Pence's case at the very end. Maybe he was right. Too little, too late. Giuliani, he's supposed to be Mr. I'm hanging around the president and all that now. The president's kind of distancing himself from Rudy. Why? Because Rudy was ineffective. Trump needs people that he can count on. People that are going to get the job done. That's us at the grassroots. That's the people that really know how to go after stuff. When I was doing my stuff, I was just mentioning a Judicial Watch. I don't know how many people they've impacted. I'm sure it's it is an amazing organization. I don't know how many people, colleges, university students at Turning Point, Charlie Kirk's group has influenced. But I'll tell you this, unless we start educating people and crossing over and getting other people to think the way we think creatively, it doesn't matter. Once they become Democrats, they're zombies. They are stuck in the system. It is up to us to wake them up before they get to that state. Every one of those is a disappointment to me. There aren't enough FOIA requests. We could have FOIA requests. The president dumped everything. You don't need Tom Fitton's group. No offense to Tom. He's a great guy and a great organization. But you don't need anything. They dumped all the information. Do you think the media is going to cover it? You think the word's going to get out about it? Or do you think that somebody creatively has to figure out how to talk to every special interest group that they target? How about you go talk to young girls and say, let me show you the life of one of these chicks that's partying, one of these girls you admire. Let me show you her real life. Let me show you her abortions, the boyfriends who've dumped her. Taylor Swift talks all the time about getting dumped. I want you to just ask yourself this. You're Taylor Swift, decent looking girl. You got a lot of money. You got it all. Why is it guys keep dumping you? How about that for the backdrop of a new movie? Why is Taylor Swift get dumped so much? Or a comedy show or something? You ever seen that show, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I give you Taylor Swift. So she loses a guy, and then she writes about how bad they are. There's a saying. We say it amongst us guys. We guys, we look at it this way. You go through four or five good women, and your boys will say, you know what the common denominator is, KJ? It's you. Maybe it's not the women. I can speak. Look, can I just speak personally for just a minute here, people in America? I grew up, I had lost my mother, and I was mad at the world. And I took relationships the same way. I don't need you. Get the step in. If I can lose my mother, I don't need you. So you do that. You get older. I was a nice kid. Smart, industrious, hardworking, etc. But when it came to interpersonal relationships, I had they call it an EQ, an emotional quotient of 3. I mean, I was beyond Neanderthal. I'm talking about below Neanderthal. And so here I was, you know, going in and out of relationships. They're like, oh, man, that girl didn't know nothing. She didn't do nothing but get mad, you know. And you know who the problem was? The guy you're listening to. It was my problem. I didn't know how to handle losing my mother. I never got counseling on that, so it was screw at you and everybody in the horse you rode in on. And the dog you kick and the dead horse that you keep kicking. It was all their fault. Until you figure out the common denominator. That it's you. And Kevin, you're not bad. You just don't know how to handle situations because you weren't taught. So once you learn it, things improve for you. And that's what happened to me. Melissa did it. She whipped my butt in the shape.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.